Sportsman Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Many residents in Atlanta are still without water, and a state of emergency remains in effect. It's been days since major water mains burst, sending water gushing into the streets. Mayor Andre Dickens says for those still without water,
at this time, I cannot give you a definitive time when full water service will become available.
Those with water being told to boil it. President Biden proposing a three-phase plan to end the fighting in Gaza, but an Israeli government official says that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was not informed about it ahead of time, and far-right members of his government have threatened to leave if Netanyahu goes along with the plan. An investigation underway in Akron, Ohio, after a birthday party erupted into gunfire last night, killing one and injuring at least 24 others. Tens of millions casting their votes all day today in Mexico, all but guaranteed to lead to the country's first ever female president. Both major candidates are women. This is ABC News. The previous Manhattan District Attorney today defended the current DA, Alvin Bragg, for indicting and bringing to trial former President Trump, telling NBC's Meet the Press that Bragg continued an investigation that he, Cy Vance, started during his term.
I think, of course, it weighs into the decision because of the significance of a decision to charge a sitting president. But ultimately, we did pursue those charges that we felt were appropriate and which were backed up by the evidence and which were significant.
Ukrainian President Zelensky accusing China of helping Russia disrupt a Swiss-backed peace conference on the war in Ukraine.
More than 100 countries and international organizations have confirmed their participation in the summit.
At his surprise appearance at the Global Security Conference in Singapore today, Zelensky said he was disappointed that some defense ministers around the globe have not yet confirmed their participation. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Clouds increase tonight with a 40% chance of showers late, low 59. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, high 76. And partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 62. Currently in Richland Center, our winds are calm and it's cloudy, and our current temperature is 73 degrees.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Today is Sunday, June 2nd. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. The warden at a troubled Wisconsin prison where multiple inmates have died over the last year will step down later this month. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that Waupun Correctional Institution's warden Randall Hepp announced his resignation on Tuesday. A State Department of Corrections spokesperson said Hepp is retiring. Four inmates have died at Waupun since June of 2023. The State Department of Corrections imposed lockdowns conditions at Waupun, as well as prisons in Green Bay and Stanley, last year due to a lack of guards, prompting a lawsuit by Waupun inmates alleging they're being subjected to cruel and unusual punishment. Governor Tony Evers' office in March said federal authorities are investigating a possible smuggling ring at Waupun. The state of Wisconsin had a busy year on the tornado front. National Weather Service officials in the state have confirmed 23 tornadoes so far in 2024, surpassing 2023's total of 21. According to the National Weather Service, Wisconsin averages about 23 tornadoes per year. 21 of the 23 tornadoes this year happened in May. The other two were the first ever recorded tornadoes in Wisconsin in February. 16 of the tornadoes happened in May 21. 21st, affecting west central and southeastern Wisconsin. That's the largest one-day tornado outbreak in the state since last March. The National Weather Service confirmed a 23rd tornado this year, a May 21st tornado in Marquette County on Friday. Three tornadoes on May 26th pushed Wisconsin over last year's mark of 21. Wisconsin had 28 tornadoes in 2022, 41 in 2021, 20 in 2020, and 28 in 2019 for a five-year average of 28 tornadoes. Only one person has been hurt in this year's storms. Nobody has been killed by a tornado in Wisconsin since 2017, when a record-setting EF3 tornado crossed four counties and 83.5 miles in northwestern Wisconsin. That tornado also injured 25 people. Richland Center City Utilities has been nationally recognized by the American Public Power Association for achieving exceptional electricity reliability in 2023. The APPA is a trade group that represents more than 2,000 nonprofit community-owned electric utilities. APPA helps track power outages and restoration data through the e-reliability tracker, an affordable, easy-to-use, mobile-friendly web-based service that provides public power utilities with an effective way to collect, categorize, and summarize outage information. Every year, the American Public Power Association recognizes certain utilities that subscribe to the e-reliability tracker for excellence in reliability. Recipients are determined by comparing their reliability data with the national reliability data published by the Energy Information Administration. To receive a certificate, the utility must be in the first quartile of utilities for System Average Interruption Duration Index based on the last 5 years of the EIA data. Summer's coming, and Wisconsin spends more time than we used to with highs in the 90s or hotter. Roop Singh of the Red Cross Red Crescent Climate Center says heat waves are a silent killer.
We don't see the same images that we see when there's an extreme flooding event or hurricanes, but heat waves are only second to disease epidemics in terms of the lives lost from natural hazards.
Today is Heat Action Day. Wisconsin's population is getting older, and climate change is making things dangerous. Dr. Freddie Otto is with World Weather Attribution.
Especially for those elderly people, people living in poor housing in general, are those who bear the brunt of these extreme heat waves that we see across the world.
Wisconsin spends 11 more days than we used to with highs in the 90s or hotter. For Pete's Sake has raised over $1.2 million in assistance and has helped 120 River Valley households since 2005. But there is always a need. The 20th annual Day in the Park fundraiser will be held Sunday, August 18th at Spring Greens Veterans Park. It will be a day of music, food, and fun. The fifth annual For Pete's Sake golf outing will be held at the House on the Rock Resort on Friday, September 20th. More information about the Day in the Park and the golf outing is available on the website at forpetesake.com. That's the number four, then petesake.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Urban Forestry Inflation Reduction Act grant program. The program, which was launched in January, uses federal funds to support projects that positively impact trees and people within the disadvantaged communities in Wisconsin. Potential projects may involve conserving, protecting, expanding, or improving urban forests. Projects can also be capacity-building endeavors, such as urban forestry management plans, tree inventories, and public education. Cities, villages, towns, counties, tribes, and 501c3 nonprofit organizations conducting their projects in Wisconsin may apply for an Urban Forestry Inflation Reduction Act grant. Eligible projects must occur in our benefit and or benefit those living in disadvantaged communities, as identified by the DNR. The DNR intends to award all $4 million in this round of funding, as another round of Inflation Reduction Act funded grants is not anticipated. The grants range from $1,000 to $500,000 and require no match. Applications will be ranked based on project outcomes, including the impact the project will have on the people and the trees with disadvantaged communities. The application deadline is June 3rd. And the Wisconsin Department of Revenue's Audit Gateway program began a new academic year earlier this month. The multi-year training program prepares accounting students for careers in revenue auditors in the agency's Division of Income, Sales, and Excise Tax. Launched in 2021, the Audit Gateway program is designed for individuals who have an associate's degree in accounting, are enrolled in an accredited college or university, pursuing a bachelor's degree in accounting, and wishing to obtain on-job experience with the goal of becoming a full-time auditor upon graduation. Selected candidates receive tuition assistance for up to 3 years or six consecutive semesters towards the completion of a four-year degree in accounting. DOR pays the student's tuition, laboratory costs, books, and fee expenses up to $5,000 per semester or a maximum of $10,000 per fiscal year. Individuals accepted into the Audit Gateway program learn tax laws and auditing techniques while working full-time when classes are on break and full to part-time when classes are in session. Students are eligible for up to 6 hours of study time per week during their work hours if they work 35 hours a week or more while in school. Five students graduated from the inaugural class, with an additional four-year graduating from this year's class on May 8th. All have accepted auditing positions at DOR. Individuals interested in applying for next year's program should watch for the job announcement on WISC.jobs, with a posting date expected in December of this year. WRCO News time is 5:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Today is Sunday, June 2nd. Dorothy Ann Miller, 90, of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A funeral service will be held at 1 tomorrow at the Backroads Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the Backroads Church from now until 6, and again tomorrow from noon until the time of service at 1. The Kendall Funeral Service of Boscobel is assisting with the arrangements. Dorothy Ann Miller, 90, of Boscobel. Constance Ann Stoltz, 92, of Richland Center, died May 17th at Harvest Guest Home. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow at 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home tomorrow from 2 until the time of service at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family. Constance Ann Dietrich Stoltz, 92, of Richland Center. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52, died November 6, 2023. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 10 to 10:45. A graveside service will follow at the Richland Center Cemetery. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66, of Lone Rock, died suddenly Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Tuesday from 9 until the time of services at 11. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66 of Lone Rock. Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83 of Cazenovia, died Friday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 6 at the Cazenovia Chapel, Cazenovia. Friends may call at the Cazenovia Chapel Thursday from 2 until the time of service at 6. Food and a continued celebration of Jerry's life will follow the service at the Hooks residence. A private family burial will take place in St. Anthony's Catholic Cemetery, Germantown, at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family with the arrangements. Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83, of Cazenovia. David Leon Jewell, 70, of Madison, formerly of Richland Center, died May 25th. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with their arrangements. David Leon Jewell, 70, of Madison, formerly of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it certainly was a pleasant day across the region despite some scattered cloud cover, temperatures seasonably mild. Now we're tracking some showers in parts of northern Iowa through central Minnesota. That front will gradually slide east and should bring us some showers by tomorrow morning. They'll continue off and on through the day. Tomorrow we could have localized rain amounts over 1/2 inch. That will quickly be followed up by another front Tuesday. That one will have warmer and more humid air in place, so a higher chance of some strong to severe thunderstorms and again some locally heavy rain. Behind that, overall a drier, cooler air mass filtering in for the second half of the work week, but also some upper level disturbances from Canada could trigger a few spotty showers and some gusty winds, and again certainly a little bit cooler than normal later this week. The forecast for tonight, clouds increasing, 40% chance of some showers toward morning with a low at 59 degrees. Wind southeast between 5 and 10. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, high at 76. South to southeast wind around 10. Tuesday should be warm and muggy with occasional showers and thunderstorms likely. Low temperature 62 with a high near 84. The outlook for Wednesday, breezy and cooler with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, especially by midday, low at 60, high 74. Heading into Thursday, mixed skies and cooler yet with some spotty showers possible, low 54, high up to 69. And Friday, breaks of sunshine staying cool, some isolated light showers possible, low 53 with a high of 68. Saturday, another chilly June day with a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a few sprinkles as well with a high near 66. Enjoy yourself out there this evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Current Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 73 degrees after a daytime high of 75 and a morning low of 59. Yesterday's high was 66 and we received 61 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1934 is 100 degrees with a record low of 35 set back in 1966. Last year's high was 90 with a low of 63. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:36 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:23. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.93, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 73 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one? We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health, from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. They guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
In a game heard earlier, right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app, Muscadet hosted Dodgeville in Home Talent League Baseball. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The Dodgeville Knights improved to 3-0 on the young season in Home Talent Baseball, with a 13-0 win over the Muscadet Mudcats. Dodgeville, with a strong day, they scored in all but one of the seven innings played. They put six on the board in the seventh to end the ball game early on the 10-run rule. Grant Bossert was 3-for-4 with a single, double, and triple and a walk. He scores four times for the Knights. Among their leading hitters, Jalen Rickard, 3-for-4 with two singles and a triple. Dustin Batchelor, 2-for-5 with two RBI, and Sean Riley, 2-for-4 with two RBI. Trenton Riddell, 2-for-4 with an RBI. For Muscadet, hits for Matthew Cartwright, Mason Atkins, Tyler Hatch, and Josh Cartwright. So the Mudcats fall to 0-3. Mason Atkins suffered the loss. He went six innings for Muscadet. Matthew Cartwright worked two-thirds of an inning, and V.J. Hinkle closed the game for Muscadet. Jordan Stanton, the winning pitcher for Dodgeville, he strikes out eight, does not walk a batter, and gives up four base hits. 13 runs and 14 hits for Dodgeville, no errors, eight left on. For Muscadet, no runs, four hits, two errors, and three left on. Today's final score on the 10-run rule after seven innings, it was Dodgeville 13 and Muscadet nothing. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. And also yesterday, WIAA High School Girls Soccer Regional Final action took place. And in area teams that were in regional final action include in Division 4, River Valley. They defeated Lodi by a score of 3-0, so they'll advance on to take on Adams Friendship in the Division 4 sectionals, which will be held Thursday, and because Adams Friendship beat Assumption. And so all teams that did win yesterday do advance on to sectionals on Thursday. It also includes in Division 3, Edgewood, who beat Dodgeville Mineral Point 3-1. And Edgewood will be taking on next Belleville New Glarus, who defeated Lake Mills 5-1. Also in Division 3, Evansville beat Mount Horeb 3-2. So Evansville advances on to take on McFarland, who beat Delavan Darien 6-0. And in Division 2 action, Onalaska beat Toma by a score of 8-0. So on Thursday, it'll be Onalaska taking on Holman, who defeated La Crosse Central 1-0 yesterday. Once again, here's Mr. Filney with a look back at the WIAA state track results from this weekend.
The WIAA state track and field meet wrapped up on Saturday after a rain delay, and here's how some of the local and area athletes did. Tim Bailey of Riverdale, one of the top finishers, he finished second with a time of 11:12 in the boys' 100-meter dash. Clayton Lee of Ithaca finished 10th in the 1,600-meter run. Cameron Hogan of Boscobel was 15th in the boys' pole vault competition for Division III, and Adric Egge of Kickapoo finished 8th in the 400-meter run. Adric was 9th in the individual preliminaries, and then Arlen Walter of Kickapoo Lafarge finished 12th and not in the running for the finals. The boys' 4x8 from Kickapoo Lafarge was 11th overall. Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, Brecken Miller, and Arlen Walter. In the triple jump, Carter Emler, North Crawford was 11th. Gavin Temling of North Crawford finished 8th in the shot put competition. And Alex Morga, North Crawford, 11th in the boys' discus throw. Malachi Fretz of Richland Center was 11th in the boys' 1,600-meter run, a time of 4:25.79. And Gabe Davis of Boscobel finished 10th in the 800-meter run for Division III. And Tim Bailey was 2nd in the 200 for Riverdale in running on Saturday with a time of 21:99. Girls' state track results included in the girls' 800-meter run. Kaylee Peterson of Ithaca Weston finished 4th with a time of 2:17.38. Nora Gilson of Boscobel 7th, 2:17.94 was her time. The girls' 4x1 relay team for Ithaca Weston in the preliminaries finished 11th on Friday. Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson anchor that for Ithaca Weston. In the girls' high jump results, Kaylee Miller of Ithaca Weston finished 11th on Friday, and Kaylee Carter of Riverdale was 11th in the pole vault competition Saturday morning. Aaliyah Kleesner, Boscobel, was 8th in the 1,600-meter run. Boscobel's 4x8 girls were 2nd with a time of 9:43.54. Nora Gilson, Maddie Kinnett, Aubrey Seep, along with Aaliyah Kleesner. Kickapoo Lafarge with a 4x2 relay team that finished 6th. Jewel Kleinsaucer, also Ava Young, Morgan Wheatman, and Katie Rando. Danica Pauls of Richland Center was 11th in the pole vault competition. Katie Rando of Kickapoo Lafarge finished 16th in the preliminary on Friday. It was Aaliyah Kleesner of Boscobel taking 8th in the girls' 3,200-meter run. And Kickapoo Lafarge's 4x4 relay team was 6th. That team was made up of Katie Rando, Morgan Wheatman, Autumn Jacks, and Jaden Snagel. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. Also in a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, Jackson Churio hit a three-run homer, and the Milwaukee Brewers extended Chicago's slide to a season-high 11 games with a 6-3 victory over the White Sox. Gary Sanchez had a two-run single, and left fielder Christian Yelich threw out the potential tying run at the plate in the eighth inning as the NL Central leaders completed a three-game sweep. Milwaukee has won 4 in a row and 7 of 9 to move to a season-best 13 games over 500. Chicago has dropped 15 of 16 and owns the worst record in the majors at 15-45. Paul DeJong homered and drove in 2 runs for the White Sox. Freddy Peralta struck out 7 over 5 innings for his first win since April 30th. So the Milwaukee Brewers will be playing tomorrow. They'll be back in action once again tomorrow as they'll be traveling to Philadelphia to take on the Phillies. And the Phillies do have the best record in the majors, so it'll be a challenge for the Brewers, but should be exciting. And the broadcast and the first pitch of tomorrow's game is at 5:40, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Pregame will start at around 5:05. Jose Miranda hit a solo homer in the sixth inning and a tie-breaking RBI double in the eighth, helping the Minnesota Twins top the Houston Astros 4-3. Trevor Larnach also went deep for Minnesota, who took 2 of 3 in the weekend series. Steven Olkert got 2 outs for the win, and Johan Duran handled the ninth for his 10th save. Miranda's sixth homer of the season, one out drive to the left center off Hunter Brown, tied it at 3. Larnach reached and on a leadoff walk in the 8th against Ryan Presley. Pinch runner Manuel Margot moved to second on a sacrifice bunt by Ryan Jeffers and then scored on Miranda's grounder down the third base line. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball today, the Chicago Cubs lost to the Cincinnati Reds by a score of 5-2. It was the Braves over the Athletics 3-1. The Rays defeated the Orioles 4-3. The Tigers beat the Red Sox 8-4. It was the Blue Jays over the Pirates 5-4. The Diamondbacks beat the Mets 5-4. The Rangers shut out the Marlins 6-0. It was the Nationals over the Guardians 5-2. The Royals defeated the Padres by a score of 4-3. Also, games that are currently going on, it's in the top of the 8th, and the Giants are currently leading the Yankees by a score of 5-3. In the bottom of the 8th, it's the Dodgers leading the Rockies by a score of 3-0. And also in the bottom of the 8th, the Mariners lead the Angels 2-0. And then there's one more game that'll be played today, and it's on Sunday Night Baseball. That features the St. Louis Cardinals at the Philadelphia Phillies. The Celtics traded for 7-footer Kristaps Porzingis this past offseason, hoping he might be the missing piece to help them hoist their 18th title. But he has been a spectator for most of Boston's run for the NBA Finals after suffering a strained right calf in Game 4 of its first-round series against Miami. His team has adjusted without him going 9-for-1, and the short series has given Porzingis time to recover. He recently went through a light 5-on-5 workouts with his teammates for the first time since the injury, the most significant signs that he is on track for a return sometime early in the matchup against his former Dallas Mavericks team. The WNBA has upgraded Chicago Sky guard Chenity Carter's foul against Indiana Fever's guard Caitlin Clark to a flagrant one violation after reviewing the play. Carter gave a shoulder shot to Clark that knocked her down before an inbound pass during Saturday's 71-70 win by the Fever. The officials called it an away from the ball foul and didn't review the play. It was deemed a common foul at the time. However, after the game, the league office may reclassify a flagrant foul to or upgrade a foul to a flagrant one that isn't called during the game. Players accumulate points for flagrant fouls during the regular season and receive suspensions if they reach a certain number. Also, the WNBA fined Chicago rookie Angel Reese $1,000 for failing to speak post-game to the media. It's not exactly uncommon for a team that gets a championship shot and falls short one year to say that it'll be back next. But the Florida Panthers actually delivered on that promise, and that's a rarity in hockey. Florida is back in the Stanley Cup Finals, becoming just the second team in last 40 years to lose in hockey's title round one season and return the following. Scott Dixon won a record fourth Detroit Grand Prix, outlasting the competition in a caution-filled race on today to become the first IndyCar driver with 2 victories this season. The 6-time IndyCar Series champion won his 58th career race, trailing only A.J. Foyt's total of 67 in the series. The New Zealander broke a tie in the Detroit Grand Prix record books with Will Power and Helio Castaneves, and the Chip Ganassi racing driver finished nearly a second ahead of Marcus Ericsson, followed by Marcus Armstrong, Kyle Kirkwood, and Alexander Rossi. And Rob Burrow, a former rugby star who was widely praised for his fundraising campaigns after being diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease in 2019, has died. He was 41. Leeds Rhinos announced the death. Burrow spent his entire career in the English Rugby League club and helped them win 8 Super League titles. He retired in 2017, and 2 years later it was revealed that Burrow had been diagnosed with the disease, also known as motor neuron disease. He also went on to raise millions to help build a new care center for ALS patients alongside former teammate Kevin Sinfield. Leeds also said Burrow never allowed others to define what he could achieve and believed in his own ability to do more. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
For years, you've relied on the shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Cows.
with a hot coffee cup and pouring in whiskey as I walked up. He never blinked an eye. He just asked for light. I noticed he didn't have soles on his shoes, so I pulled out a 20, said go buy some food. But he just stared and at his cup like I wasn't there. Then he looked at me, said, son, that's nice, but there's some things money can't buy. I want my life back. I want that house that I call home. I want that job I worked for 22 years before I got laid off. I want what I had when I lay down in the arms of a woman that believes. The man I used to be. I want my life back. I walked through the door and sat down at the bar. Had a shot and a beer, lit up a cigar. It ran through my head, every word that old man said. I had a woman that loved me with all of her heart, but my pride and my temper made it all fall apart. I was too headstrong to admit when I was wrong. It's been 6 months since she moved out. Guess my pride ain't helping me now. I want my life back. I want that house that I called home. I want to every day when I get off. I want what I had when I lay down in the arms of a woman that believed in me and the man I used to be. I want my life back. I paid my time and left that bar. I grabbed my phone, jumped in. That I called home. I want to hear your voice and see your face every day when I get off. I want what I had when I lay down in the arms of a woman that believed in me and the man I used to be. I want my life back. We'll be right back.
That was Martina McBride with My Baby Loves Me on WRCO. And right now, it looks like the sun is trying to make an appearance. It's trying to make peaks at times, so it's partly sunny out there right now, and our temperature is now down to 72 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge. And Tony Schumacher is saying that it's supposed to get down to about 59 tonight, maybe a chance of some showers late. So otherwise, tomorrow is supposed to be a pretty decent day with high of 76, and there might be some scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. So I'm not sure how late in the day that'll be coming or how early it'll be, but something to be aware of. So it wouldn't hurt when you're on your way to work to take an umbrella with you or wear a jacket, and that way you can keep yourself good and dry for tomorrow. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found a black hunting dog with white spots on the legs. The dog has no collar. The dog was found in the campus area. Call 608-604-8217 or 608-383-3524. And be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9 FM on WRCO.com or on the Civic Media app, as we'll be bringing you Old Country from 6 until midnight tonight. Bo Hendricks will be bringing you the best in classic country music. So if you love country, classic country music, then you're going to really love Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9. And as I said, also on the WRCO.com as well as on the Civic Media app.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
You work hard for what you have and rely on your income to provide for your family. But what happens if you're unable to work due to illness or injury? Hi, this is Ryan at State Farm in Richland Center. With a disability policy, you receive monthly benefits that will help pay your basic monthly expenses, such as the rent, mortgage, utilities, groceries, or other bills. Let's talk about putting a plan in place now that can help protect your income, your way of life, your financial future. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Traditions help connect us with the past and build memories for the future. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We recognize that maintaining a tradition while grieving the loss of a loved one isn't easy. If you can't continue a tradition, why not consider a new activity that you enjoy? There are many tools that can help. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com or call or visit us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO 100.9.
Little ones, how can you be so strong when I'm so weak? Little ones, things will never be the same, but you're not to blame. Oh, you're not to blame, my little ones. The day has come to throw away the pieces from the puzzle of yesterday. Our picture perfect dream was no more. And how could we know our hearts would break over just a few mistakes? Never will it be like before. My little ones, how can you be so strong when I'm so weak? Little ones, things will never be the same, but you're not to blame. Somehow life got in the way, and now we just don't know what to say. The fabric of our love has been torn. So many times I stopped to pray, but there's no point in trying to stay, 'cause our once upon a time is gone.
That was Matt Bernier with Little Ones. Well, it's time for me to wrap things up and call it a day at WRCO. I want to thank everybody who made WRCO a part of your day. Keep it tuned here for Old Country coming up at from 6 until midnight. Well, we'll be bringing you some great classic country music. And then I will be back again tomorrow at around 5:20 with the sports report, and then be bringing you some great music up until the 8 o'clock hour after our egg report tomorrow evening. And be sure to tune in tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. Phil Neal will be bringing you the Light in the Milk House show, and he'll have some great music for you, news, trivia. Of Hank in the studio. Just a great time with Mr. Phil Nee on the Light in the Milk House show starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. All right, to take us up to the top of the hour in Old Country, kind of a great song to take us to Old Country. It's by a classic artist, Mr. Lee Greenwood. This song is kind of perfect. It's great for the grads out there, and because I remember singing this song when I graduated from high school. I was in choir, and we sang this during our graduation ceremony, and it's sung at us. I think it's still sung at quite a few graduation ceremonies across the country. And also, it's great for everyone out there. Just let you know that wherever you go, you'll never be alone. The title of the song is You'll Never Walk Alone. And like I said, it was by Mr. Lee Greenwood. Thank you again, everybody. Have a great evening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And please, most of all, stay safe.
Sweet silver.